What's up, Crossroads family? This is Kenny. I'm glad that you're here with us again. We are going into our second study in the thought of communism. We find ourselves wanting to be like everyone else, yet still wanting to have our own identity. The problem is when we as followers of Christ choose to be more like the world than to be like Christ, then we've missed the mark. Glad that you're here with us. Welcome to our second study in communism called Social Media.
One of the things that you've been told for years is how dangerous social media is. And to me, social media is not that dangerous of a thing if you use your mind. But like what just happened there, you know, when we go places, we want to post pictures, and we encourage you to post pictures when you're doing stuff with Crossroads, unless you're doing something bad with Crossroads, which we don't do bad things, but maybe you do. But when we're going places, when you're seeing things, we want you to get the word out. But then there comes the part, just like he was talking about, somebody could be watching your every move. One of the things that we warn people about, and not just youth ministers, but anyone, is when you are going on vacation, you don't post pictures of you and your whole family on vacation. Man, at the beach for 5 days, can't believe it. Guess what? It's 5 days, Ricky's going to come rob your house. So, I mean, it's just it's some of that common sense thing. Like, you just got to be careful, because if you're posting pictures and you're tagging in the location where you are, you're going to draw attention. And a lot of people, that's all they want to do. They just want to see a big crowd. They just want to hang out and have fun. But there are a lot of dangers to social media. But there's also a lot of good things to social media, too. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to 1 Thessalonians. Give you a little info about social media. May 1st, 2001, Wikipedia, a free encyclopedia that anyone can edit, launched. In November, there was this new site called StumbleUpon. In March 2002, this thing called Friendster started. That is considered the grandfather of all social media networks. November, a company called Technorati started. May of 2003, LinkedIn started. May 23rd of 2003, WordPress started. In 2004, January saw its introduction to this thing called MySpace. And it's just funny. Y'all heard everybody laugh, right? We'll talk about that in a minute. In February, Flickr became an image and video hosting website. March 1st, Facebook, a social media network service, began at Harvard and expanded to other universities. In October, Yelp, a social networking site where users can review local businesses, began. In December the 5th of 2004, Dig, a social news website, started. In December 30th, so from March to December, Facebook had 100 million members. So it grew that fast. In February, this new upstart company called YouTube started. In July, a company called Mashable started. I don't guess you should call them company, a site or whatever you say. In September of 2005, Facebook becomes available to high schools in the United States. When Facebook first started, it was only for college students. So, in October, it became available in the United Kingdom, Ireland, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. MySpace became the most popular social networking site in the United States. July 15th of 2006, Twitter started. September 5th of 2006, Facebook launched its news feed to feature a mixed reaction. I don't know what that's saying. Let me try that again. No, we're not going to read that one. That's stupid. Stupid Facebook. September 2006, Google started. Google acquired YouTube. October, WikiLeaks, whatever that is. That's the criminal stuff, right? Wasn't that where, like, secrets from the United States were being shared through that? I don't know. I didn't share them. July of 2007, Apple came up with this thing called an iPhone, and users started using social media through apps on their phone. In April of 2008, Facebook became the most popular social networking site, surpassing MySpace, which had been in first place since June of 2006. Let's see. What else is fun? Twitter became the third highest ranking social network site on July the in July 2009. Foursquare. Any of y'all use Foursquare? I've heard of people using it. I've never seen it. You, yeah, you got all of these, man. WikiLeaks, man, I know the secret, so he's got it all. Let's see. In June 25th, 2009, Michael Jackson died. Why are you laughing about Michael Jackson dying? That's horrible. That's my wife's birthday, too. I called my wife. I was speaking. It's your birthday? That's right. I called my wife. I was at World Changers in Huntsville, and it was her birthday. I was like, hey. She was like, hey, how's things going? Michael Jackson just died. She, yeah, today's my birthday, too, Kenny. I'm glad I'm in Huntsville. So, anyway, also, Twitter crashed because users sent over 100,000 tweets per second when Michael Jackson passed away. Twitter users are sending 50 million tweets per day. I think that's a lot of tweets. Is there anything else? All right, nothing else I really want to read about there. Just little interesting things about social media. And one of the things that we're seeing more and more of is if you want to find out something about someone, you don't worry about going and talking to them. You go to their social media. And that's where you find things out. How many of you are Facebook users? How many of you are Twitter users? How many of y'all Instagramming? All right, what else is out there? Help me out. Snapchat. Snapchat. Snap. That's popular. Tell me about Snapchat. How does that work? What do you do? Because here's why I say that. I had a guy last night tell me I need to get Snapchat. And I was like, why? Why would I get Snapchat?
It's just fun.
What do you do with it?
You have like filters on it. You can like, oh yeah, you can do
like some of those things. So you take selfies?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Send them to people.
You can do a
Facebook.
You can do like a little caption and then it's kind of like it's free. It's free. So you can send it to people and put colorful filters on
too. That's cheap. No, I just don't think so. Who would care about my story, though? I mean, I'm a 45-year-old high. You know? This is funny enough. I don't need filters. This is crazy. All the different things. What else is out there? Social media. Come on, Jayden, what's
something? Got Beam.
Beam?
I use Beam.
Do you use Beam a good bit?
I don't use it now because I lost my code. Because I had to restore my phone.
Yeah.
I have used it before.
I use it, but it's neat, but... Yeah. Oh yeah. Casey.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Social media.
Hey, what's
Google
that
Plus.
The B is Beam. Google Plus. Is that not social media?
Yes, it is.
If you're on Google Plus, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Kenny Crossroads. So.
I'm not on Google.
Do I? Yeah. Do you have a social media, or are you just holding your hair? Okay, no, that's cool, that's cool. I'm holding my hair because you want to answer. Kick, anybody kick? I remember a couple of years ago, I was like, man, you need to kick me. There we go. Vine, any of y'all Vine?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still popular? There are some funny Vines out there. I'm not going to lie about it. So here we go. Let's get into this real quick, and I'm going to get you out of here early because my wife is sick and I got to get home. One of the problems that we're seeing more and more with social media is it is starting to affect our lives in a powerful, powerful way. You're seeing more and more people that are dealing with this thing called FOMO. It's the fear of missing out. And they're spending multiple hours per day on social media. How many of you would say that you spend 2 hours on the internet each day? Yeah. If I didn't burn through my data, but one of the things that we're seeing is the majority of teenagers spend 2 to 2.5 hours per day on the internet, and out of that, 1.5 hours of that is spent on social media because it's a way that we keep up with people. Back when I was your age, we would go to people's houses, we would call them on the telephone. and it would take forever. But you would talk on the phone, and you had one phone in the house. Your dad comes through, and like my dad would answer the phone if it was a girl calling, which happened, you know, once. But she called, and she was like, "Can I speak to Kenny?" And dad said, "He's in the outhouse." Gosh. So, but the thing is, the social media now is used for us to find out about that person. If you're interested in going out with somebody, that's the first thing you do. You get on their social media and see what's going on with them. If you're interested in what we're seeing, a growing trend of people that are hiring for jobs, they will go to your social media and see what they can find out about you, because it's an open book. Now, social media is not always a good example of who we are, because we get very bold when we have social media. We will say things that you would never say to someone's face, but I can say it here and it's going to be okay. We lie about stuff all the time on social media. And I say we because I do too, because I was like, "Yeah, we built this a couple of days ago," and it didn't. You know, it's, "Hey, look at Crossroads, 17 million people here tonight." So whatever. So, you know, why is social media such a big thing for us? One of the things, again, that we're seeing more and more trend of is the damages of social media. Now, of course, you have the opportunity for somebody to be stalking you and things like that. One of the things that I'm seeing more and more of today, and actually today I've got a message or something, and it was a video that's gone viral of folks fighting. And there's some guy walking down the hall, and I don't watch fights. I don't like fights. That's not anything I care about. But some guy gets blindsided, gets jacked up, and they just jack him up, knock him on the floor, and they just start beating him up. And there are people sitting there filming it with their phones. Okay. Sidebar, if you and I are walking through the main streets of Clanton and somebody jumps me, you better not get your phone out. You better get a stick and whoop him. Because we family. If I'm with you and somebody jumps you, man, it's on like a chicken bone. I promise you they won't jump you again because their legs will be broke. So if I come to your school and visit, and I go, "Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom for a second," and there's like 12 ninjas that jump on me in the bathroom, you better come in with something. I don't know, weed eater. I don't know. Come in and get them off me. Because we're supposed to be friends and family, man. Could you imagine, like, you and your girlfriend are hanging out and somebody jumps your girlfriend and starts beating her up, and you're just like, "Oh! Dude! She ain't getting no kiss tonight, boy. That lip all boogered up." Because, what? No. But that's popular. People know they can get attention for that, and people are doing that. One of the things that really disturbs me is watch teenage girls take pictures like this. Like, come on. And then I'm watching teenage girls get upset because he just treats me like I'm a piece of meat. Well, you're walking around like a steak. Come on. God gave you curves, but it's not for the pervs, right? Hashtag. Curves for pervs. Curves, not pervs. So. No curves for pervs. I don't even know where that came from. Oh, so 7,000 or 8,000 years ago, there was this girl that walked up to me at Crossroads, and she said, "Hey, Brother Kenny?" And I said, "Yes, Katie." Her name was Katie, not you, Katie. It was Katie Brewer. She's now Katie Bonds. She said, "You need a MySpace site." And I said, "What's a MySpace site?" Because I'm old. I had no idea. And she's like, "Ugh. It's social media." And I was like, "Oh, what's social media?" And that was before everybody had phones. And so she went in and got on my computer and did a couple of those things. And all of a sudden, there comes her MySpace. This is a picture of her going, you know, one of those things. And so she set up a MySpace site for me. And it honestly, in probably just a matter of days, I had 4 or 5 or 6 friends. Nobody likes that. That's when y'all go, "Oh, poor loser. Oh, Kenny." But then all of my friends, these people that I know, because I couldn't call them friends, but these folks that I know that were in college, they're like, "Dude, you need a Facebook page, man." And I was like, "Yeah, what's a Facebook page, man?" And so John Massar, a dear friend of mine, was over here from Athens, Georgia. He's like, "Kenny, you got to get a Facebook page. That's the only way people stay in touch with each other anymore." He talks just like that because he drinks a lot of coffee. And I was like, "John, what are you talking about?" He said, "Ugh." And he whipped out Facebook right there on my computer. And I was like, cool, I want one of those. He said, okay, where'd you go to college? And I went, I didn't really go to college. I mean, I was there for a couple of hours. And so I was at Jack State, and then I went to Wallace Community, and then I went to East Central Community, and I pretty much quit. He said, oh, yeah, you can't have Facebook. I said, why? He said, because it's only for college people. I was like, you. And I was mad because I wanted Facebook. Why? I have no idea until I got Facebook, because that's what all the cool folks were doing. And it was open up to anyone could get Facebook. Now, the frightening thing is I get more social media notifications from your family, your parents, and grandparents than I ever get from you guys. If I want to know what's going on in somebody's life, I just get on there and somebody's at Shelby. Oh, pray for Claudette. Got a hangnail, you know, and you're like, what? I went to Baptist South, got a bad case of hemorrhoids, as opposed to a good case of hemorrhoids. I don't know. If you want to find out what's going on in the world, you get on social media. But at the same time, you got to realize that some of the stuff that you're seeing on social media is not true. It's just like when we were young and we would pick up a newspaper, just because it's written in print doesn't mean it's true. How many of you have seen the picture of the two tornadoes that were going through Birmingham? No one? Cool. One. Thank you. There's this beautiful picture. Lightning's crashing, and there's two beautiful tornadoes. I don't know if a tornado should be beautiful, but it is a beautiful picture taken from Red Mountain. Absolutely gorgeous. There is an abandoned mall in China, and it flooded years ago, and they didn't go in to fix anything. They just let it go, and there are sharks that swim inside that mall. You can see this picture online. You can also get online and find that Katy Perry is moving to Wetumpka.
Yes,
yeah. You're going to see her every day. What's up, Katie? Baby, you're a follower. So, but the thing is we see stuff like that and we jump on the bandwagon real quick because we want to repost these things. But if we look into it, we find out that all that's bull. It's fake. Katy Perry ain't coming to Wetumpka, just like Justin Bieber didn't build a church in Nashville. There ain't no sharks up in that mall. There was a picture of a guy standing like on the road, and there was a ditch full of water, and there was three sharks swimming. He was just going, that's not real. But it grabs our attention. Oh, I got to get that and share it. That fear of missing out. What if somebody else posted before I posted? The dangers in this. One of the things that we see is there's actual physical danger that happens a lot of times through social media, through the fightings that you see, through people being bullied. There was a young girl that committed suicide. Where was she? It wasn't in Chilton County. And I can't remember where it was, but she committed suicide. And the parents and the whole family, they couldn't understand what was going on. They didn't know that there was a problem until the day after her funeral. And they went. Somebody went to her Facebook site and called her family and said, hey, you need to come see this. And so the family goes over there and they pull up the daughter's Facebook site. And on there, someone had posted, accomplished. So even from the grave, this person is being bullied. Now, that's an extreme case. That's an extreme case. I've heard of people committing suicide because of cyberbullying. Sidebar to that, it's devastating. To think that someone would commit suicide. It breaks my heart. I've talked to people on the phone about suicide before, and it absolutely frightens me to think that one of you could be struggling so bad to where you felt like that was your only way out. Please call me, day or night. I don't care, because I can promise you there's a way out. But if someone were to commit suicide because of social media, there's obviously something else going on in their life, because that's just words. The only problem is we allow words to control us so much. And one of the things we did last week, I asked how many of you like being called normal, and no one raised their hand. But we all do the exact same stuff. We wear the same clothes. We go to the same places. We make sure we got the same social media so we can Snapchat or, in my case, Fat Chat. So whatever it is, we want to make sure we're staying in touch with each other, and we're doing the exact same thing. So we are just as common as everyone else. So there's a danger that goes on with that. There was actually a man that killed another man a couple of days ago because there was a picture of man A, or I guess man B was with man A's wife in a picture, and they were throwing up the deuces. And he went to that guy's house and killed him because of a picture that he saw on Facebook. Today, a kid from, I can't remember where it was, I want to say it's Clay County, father gets a notification from someone that says, hey, you need to know what happened to your daughter. She's 13 years old. He said, what happened to my daughter? Well, yesterday during gym class when she was changing clothes, somebody was Snapchatting. And you do video on Snapchat, I guess? Yeah. Snapchatting a 13-year-old girl changing clothes. Yeah, go to prison in a hurry. But can you imagine how devastating that would be to that person? There's a lot of bad in social media, but there's also good in social media. We just have to make sure we're the ones showing the good. I do social media for a couple of reasons, probably three reasons. One, I stay in touch with folks that I don't ever see anymore, folks I went to school with, folks that have grown up in Crossroads. I stay in touch with them, find out about their families. That's a good way for me to stay in touch with people. I also do it because I just want to be able to get messages that God puts on my heart out. That's the whole reason behind our YouTube channel. That's the whole reason I do that, is just because I feel like God's giving me a message. And then the other thing is just so I can keep up with what's going on in teenagers' lives, because I'm at the age where I'm as old as your parents, and you don't want to come talk to me because it's like talking to your dad or your mom, depending on if your mom's really big and macho like me. It's just weird for you, and I understand that, but I can go on social media and see what's going on. Here's the problem that I'm seeing is time and time again, people are saying or doing things that aren't exactly an indication of who they truly are. Whether it's a repost of a picture of something or whatever it is. The thing is, as Christians, you got to understand, those of you that would consider yourselves follower of Christ, some of you might not be a follower of Christ. You might be a cafeteria Christian. You like to come in from time to time and just make sure you put a dollar in an offering plate and think you got it made. But some of you are genuinely seeking to follow God. And when you are genuinely seeking to follow God, you are going to be watched so closely. And it sucks, because you can never just, I want to be Kenny so bad. And being Kenny is not a good thing. There are so many days I just want to break stuff. There are so many days I would like to hit things sometimes. I would like to tell somebody what I honestly thought about them. But as a follower of God, what good is that going to do? And so I've got to constantly remind myself that God's called me for something bigger than this. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 22 says, do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test all of them. Hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil. The rejecting, or the don't treat the prophecies with contempt, what that's talking about, the prophecies, is talking about the scripture. And a lot of times people read scripture and they go, well, that doesn't really apply to me. People will try to tell you that there are gray areas in scripture, and there's not. It's black and white with red all through the pages. That blood of Jesus. And so when it's saying not to throw that aside, it's not just to say, oh, the Bible's not relevant to me. And the thing is you can convince yourself that's true. Because the Bible's obviously just for old people. Because when they get old, they ain't got nothing else to do. So they sit around and read the Bible and get close to God because they're about to die anyway. Right? That's what we think. That's what I think. Because I'm old now. So praise Jesus. But test them all. Test what God's Word says. See if it's true. See if it's true. And then it says to hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil. The thing is, with social media, there are so many kinds of evils out there. One of the things that you're seeing right now is election time. Everybody's putting up their opinion about elections. And I am amazed at how many brilliant political people we have in Chilton County. I mean, folks, I didn't even know graduated from high school, but they understand politics. Just incredible. And, you know, you can't even be a Christian if you're going to vote for that person. Oh, shut up. Whatever. I'm voting for Jesus. I write him in every year. So it hadn't worked yet in our country, but maybe one day. So you're seeing that another thing, let me ask you this. How many of you repost things? Like if somebody posts a picture, you post it. If somebody posts a comment and you like it, you repost it. I guess it's retweet if you're a Twitter. If it's Facebook, you repost. Right. If it's Instagram, you heart it, because it's a heart now.
Yeah.
So that's just showing that you approve of it. How many of you go to the source that either wrote the thing or took the picture and see what they're about? Anyone? Good. Good. One of the things that just freaks me out is the other day, like I say, I'm on social media a good bit just because I'm trying to see what's going on in people's lives. But the other day I went to a person's Twitter page, And as I'm looking at their Twitter page, I just saw a picture of something. And it was some kind of clothing. Now, I don't know anything about clothes. I know you can look at me and tell I'm not really into fashion. But when I saw it, I was like, well, I wonder if that's something Jessica might want. And so as soon as I looked at that, I looked up at the left-hand corner to see the picture. And it was a picture of a man's back with a woman's arms and legs wrapped around it. Now, I'm not extremely smart, but I know what that's insinuating. And then I looked at the name, and it was sexual, at hypersexual. And so I went to that site because I was like, you know what? I know this person that put that out there, and I don't believe that they even looked at that. They couldn't have. And I clicked on it, and it was pictures of little puppies. Cute. Y'all know the, oh. Those pictures where the dog's sitting there and the toilet paper is torn up everywhere and it looks sad, like, that was some of the pictures that was on there. It was a picture of some celebrity girl. It was like, she looked good when she doing this and this and hey and all this. And I was like, well, there's nothing offensive in that until I look back at what the name of the thing is. And a lot of people will put those titles out there because it's going to draw attention. And I looked at that and I was like, ah, what is that saying about us if we're just throwing that out there? And the other one that I saw, I'm not even going to mention the name because it is bad. But the picture in the left-hand corner, when I looked at that picture, it was a picture of a woman holding a man's crotch. And so I clicked on that picture, and it was videos of people having sex. And I looked at that, and I shuddered. And in my stomach, I honestly felt like I was going to throw up because I know that person. And I don't think that person would intentionally put that out there. I was talking to our guys last night about it. I said, you know, I don't understand how we can just post something like that and think everything's okay with it. And J-Boy told me, he said, well, you know, they probably didn't even look at where it came from. But we've got to look at where it comes from. Test it. Does that match up with what God says? First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. God has given you a platform. You are a teenager, and you have more opportunities today than you ever will. When you get out of school, you're not going to have the opportunities to reach people for Christ the way you do right now, because you're not going to have that closed, confined area where you are just one-on-one with that person. Now is your opportunity. And the rest of the world is looking and going, well, they're just kids. So what? David was a kid, and he killed Goliath. Jesus was a kid and he was teaching in the temple. Come on, folks, we can't use that crutch anymore. You're not supposed to wait until you get old to get serious for God. What would happen in your life if you got serious with God? And I remember being a teenager and thinking, well, when I get older, I will. But the thing is the stuff that I did when I was a teenager, now I'm 45 years old and I still struggle with those things. Because as a teenager, I thought that's what I had to do. But I'm just a kid, but that kid's going to grow up at some point. And you don't need to start your adult life with baggage from a social media post. We used to do the little experiment, and I would go around to each person and go, all right, tell me what's in your bedroom. I've got a TV, and I've got pillows, and I've got a bed, and I've got dog poop, because the dog pooped in it before I left, you know? And they would go through everything, and we would do this experiment, and you were able to tell about that person because of what you see in their bedroom. But now they don't have to come to your bedroom. They can look at your social media and see what you are. Are you representing Jesus Christ in your social media? Or are you representing what the world thinks is important? It's time to do something different. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to get you out of here. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what does righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What argument is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them, walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch anything unclean, and I will receive you. I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. I have no idea if when this was written, they were thinking about social media. But you've got to click a mouse, or you've got to push a button to post anything. What are you putting your hands to? Does it represent God, or does it represent something that's taking people away from God? Social media is real. It's out there. It's not going anywhere. Let's take it over. Let's shine a light through our social media. Father, thank you for tonight.